In Parshas Veschanan, we have the mitzvah mezuzah. That is clear. There's no remiss. So that's an open pasuk in the parsha. The afternoon mezuzah is up. And as we are at the midway point between of the month of Av, and El is around the corner, we know there's a minhag Yisrael to check mezuzahs in El. So let's tonight talk about the halacha and the minhagim of checking mezuzahs. Now, to be clear, what I'm not going to talk about tonight is the Inyan Skuli. I'm not talking about segulas and people are sick and checking mezuzahs like that. That's a shiur perhaps for another time. We're going to talk about when a person has to check a mezuzah and what the halachos are when a person has to check a mezuzah. The Gemara Maseches Yuma says, mezuzahs yachin nivdekes pamim b'shavua b'shel rabim pamim b'yovel. The mezuzah of an individual in your private house needs to be checked twice in 7 years, and the mezuzah of a tzibor, one in a public area, needs to be checked twice in 50 years. Now, the Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Mezuzah Parakei, the Shulchan Aruch Yehuder Simon Reich Sadi Aleph, both cite this the halacha, the mezuzah of the individual is checked twice in 7 years, and the mezuzah of the tzibor in a public building is checked twice in 50 years. Now, the Emek Bracha, Rav Aryeh Pomeranchik, who's the Talmud of Brisker Rav, and the Agar B'Halacha, this is the Agar B'Halacha. The Agar B'Halacha is considered to be the major work on Hilchos Mezuzah. Rav Eliyahu Feldman, he's the son of Rav Aaron Feldman from Neri Yisrael, and he's also technically the second cousin to our own Moshe Feldman. So they're all related. So this, he has a lot to say in all aspects of Mezuzah. So he says that the whole idea of checking Mezuzah A, Din Derabanan. It's a rabbinic law. It's not from the Torah. Why? Because in the Torah we have the concept of chazaka. If I know something is kosher, I can assume it's kosher. It's only rabbinically that that rabbi said you have to go and check the mezuzah because of some sort of issue, which we'll talk about later on. And that's the proof is that the mezuzah shel rabbim doesn't need to be checked twice in 7 years. If it was a din d'oraisa, if it was a Torah commandment, why would we differentiate between public or private? That doesn't make any sense. But if it's a rabbinic law, they might have had some sort of reasoning to differentiate between the two. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a commentary on Hilchos Mezuzah. There's something called Mesechtos Ketanos. There's works where they collected the Gaonim collected statements of the Tanaim and ordered them topically. There's Mesechtos Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, things like that. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote in his own pen commentaries on these works. So it's essentially not just it's really Hilchos Mezuzah, just in that order. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in his Perush that this is also the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in a Braisa, in Masechta Mezuzah Perek Beis, that for a public mezuzah every 25 years, for the individual mezuzah it should be every 3.5 years. Right? Twice in 7 is 3.5, and twice in 50 is going to be 25. Now, why doesn't the Gemara give, if that's what it means, right? If the Gemara means that you got to check it 3.5, every 3.5 years, every 25 years, why is it having in this awkward language of 2 and 7 and 2 and 50? So he explains, because the other way, this is a shorter way of saying this. If I can say 2 and 7 or 2 and 50, that's easier than saying, you know, once every 3.5 or once every, it's just a shorter, more succinct way of saying it. And this understanding that you have to check it on the dot every 3.5 years, every 25 years, is the Sheet of the Yosef Omeitz, Rav Vazin, the Kovitz, and the Beis Levi, the Shulchan Aruch HaMakutz, Rav Yitzhak Ritzavi, who's the Taimani Rav in Bnei Brak, the Sefer Shari HaMezuzah, the Kuntres HaMezuzah, a lot of poskim cite this halacha. What it means is, every 3.5 years, every 25 years, and the Sefer Bir HaLacha in Yerideya says that I cannot exactly mandate to check mezuzah every 3.5 years, but Mi'ikar Adin, it's difficult to be lenient against so many achronim who say that on the dot every 3.5 years you have to check mezuzahs. However, comes Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Nissim Karelitz, the Rav in Bnei Brak, so he writes in the Chut Shani on Hilchos Mezuzah that no, it's an awkward number. Every 3.5 years, who comes up with such a number like that? 3.5 years. So he says no. What it means is that 7 years should not go by without checking mezuzah. That's really what it means. You shouldn't have 7 years go by without checking mezuzah. And that means, if I check the mezuzah before I put it up, and then 7 years go by and I check it again, that is mathematically twice in 7 years. That's what it means. But not, he said, what's 3.5 years? That doesn't mean anything. There's no sheer 3.5 years in halacha. What it means is you check it before you put it up, and you check it 7 years later. And that would be considered twice in 7 years. The lashon of pa'amayim b'shavua means that 7 years shouldn't go by without checking the mezuzah, and it does not mean at all 3.5 years. The same is with pa'amam b'yovel. Again, you're building, you're putting up your nursing home, whatever, right? And you have a whole big gathering, and you bring some rebbe and some rosh hashiva, and you have a whole big hagamas mezuzah, right? So in those cases, you put it up when the building goes up, and then 25 years later, you'll check it again, and that would be sufficient, according to Nissen Karelis. Okay? The Sefer Valelo Yibol, which collects different shmuos and psakim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, so he writes in the Chelek Beis, doesn't have to be 3.5 years. What it means is like every 3 to 4 years. That's what it means. Every 3 to 4 years, you should check the mezuzah on your house.
Why do they don't do it? So why do they do it like in Adar, Shana
Mubel? Ah, very good. Good, good, good. Hold off. Good. Baruch Shekivanta L'das Gadol. Hold on 1 second. Good. So he says, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach says every 3.5 years, and the Shulchan Aruch HaMakutzer also says this, and they explain that if it meant 3.5 years, it would have said, exactly would have said 3.5 years. But twice in 7 years means every 3 to 4 years when you should check. The Sefer Yosef Ometz says that the minhag of the Maharam Mintz was one of the great early Acharonim, and this is also the minhag of Rav Sriya Deblitsky, who is one of the poskim B'nei Brak. So that was to check the mezuzah every Adar Sheni. Every Shana Mu'beres, like Ilan says, every Adar Sheni, you should check it. Because, let's be honest, who's going to remember every 3.5 years? It's who's going to, I don't remember.
It's better in the alarm. Yeah. They
smoke it. It takes
one day.
Exactly, right? So the same thing. Who's going to remember 3.5 years? It's like, you can barely remember Erev Tav Shilin. How am I going to remember 3.5 years to check the mezuzahs? So he says, you should know, every Rosh Chodesh, every other Sheni Shana Mu'beres, that's when you check the mezuzahs. Easy to remember, it comes around every once in a while, and that's the right way to do it. Some people, would they also have the minhag, this is if you live in Eretz Yisrael, whenever you do Beyor Maisros in the 4th and 7th year of the Shemitah years, that's also time to do it. Now, we all know about Elul. Where does the minhag of checking Elul come from? So that's the Mata Ephraim. The Mata Ephraim writes, V'hichos HaShishon and Tavkuf Pei Aleph, and the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the Shara Melech, and the Tzavos Mechaim or V'chaim Pelagi, and the Tshuva Me'ava, all say that the meaning of Anshei Maisa, a very chash of people, great people, is they check an Elul. The Lubavitch Rebbe has a Sikh in Parshas Re'eh, in Lakute Sikhos, that he says that this is very important. And he seems to hint the idea that checking mezuzahs in Elul connects the idea of ksiva v'chasima tova. There's some sort of connection between, you know, making sure it's written properly, your ksav is good in the mezuzahs, then Shemayim will get a good ksav from Hashem. There's some sort of mystical connection, says Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Or Letzion of Ben Sion Abba Shul writes in Chelek Dalid that even those people who are going to check every 3.5 years, 3 to 4 years, once every 7 years, however you're going to do it, you do it in Elul. Meaning, whatever your sheet is about when you're going to check, you do it in Elul. Because there's a big segul to by Elul time, so even if you're going to check it every few years, make Elul the time you're going to check them. That's what he says. So those are the different times to check. Probably the minhag is, as we're going to see in a moment, and when we get into the reasons for checking, we're going to probably see that once every 7 years is probably going to be definitely okay, and maybe even lechatchila. What is the reason why we check? So Rashi writes there in the Gemara, it's to make sure the mezuzah hasn't decayed, something hasn't gone wrong, something hasn't ruined in the mezuzah itself. Tosis says it's the Menachos, Chuvas Balia Tosis says it's the Rosh Nechos Tefillin. The Rambam says similarly that we want to make sure the letters haven't cracked in the mezuzah. Sometimes the very thin lines that connect the different parts of an os can begin to separate over time. You have an aleph, right? Then what's an aleph? An aleph is a line, and a yud on top and on the bottom. And that thin line that connects that top part of the aleph, it can sometimes crack over time because it's such a small amount of ink. So you want to check those things. That's reason number one. Rashi also says it's to verify that it hasn't been stolen from the case, that nobody stole your mezuzah. So comes the chidah and the shirei bracha, and he cites the radak, a ksav yad of the radak, like the radak from Chumash, right? The Radak from Navi. So we have a psak from the Rav David Kimchi. And the Chidah says that he saw from the Radak that according to the reason that being checked was about being stolen, Snowy, you never have to check your mezuzahs inside the house. Because who's going to come inside your house and steal your mezuzah? I get the mezuzah by the door with your very fancy, you know, Jerusalem stone, gold, glass, whatever mezuzah you put by the door. That someone might steal from. But no one's going to go into your kitchen and steal your mezuzah. Okay, good. It could be. It could be. Good. So, yeah. Oh, yeah? Went into your house? On the front door.
Yeah.
I care. Yeah. Somebody saw the mezuzah. Okay. So you got to be careful. According to the first reason in Rashi and the Rambam, you should check all the mezuzahs because it can decay anywhere, inside the house, outside the house. The Chidah rejects this because he says, Lamaisa, Rashi quotes both reasons. So if Rashi quotes both reasons, it means that he wants it to be machmir for both reasons and not decide which mezuzahs you do check or you don't check. The Chassam Sofer is cited by the Pisrei Tshuva there in Yerodea. And the Chassam Sofer says that we check whether the mezuzah is damaged or stolen like Rashi. And you have to look at the letters to make sure the letters are still intact. And then he writes an important yesod. He says, you don't have to be an expert to check the mezuzahs. You don't have to be an expert in chaseros, yoseros, the big letters that are missing, letters that are extra. You just have to open up the mezuzah yourself, save yourself the money by going to the sofer, open up the mezuzah yourself, read it. You'll see, are the letters connected or are they not connected? Read it carefully, says the Chassam Sofer. You don't need a mumcha, you don't need an expert. Anyone can check the mezuzahs, says the Chassam Sofer. What? But you'll see if a letter is ruined. Meaning, you'll see if a letter is smudged, if a letter is cracked in some way. You don't agree?
No, I'm saying that there are lots of stuffers.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
Yeah.
And are they enough to be
both sell the mezuzah? It has to have tsura sa'os.
Okay.
It has to, as long as it looks like that os, as long as it looks like it, then it's still kosher. There are certain details, but most people be able to, a Jew knows how to read Hebrew, we should be able to identify if that looks like that letter or not. Now, he says, we know this in the Ramban. The Ramban writes this in Dvarim Pereches. The Torah says, Simlascha lo balsa me'alacha, right? It says that your clothing in the desert did not wear on your body when you wore it. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, we see from the Ramban that what? It's normal for things to decompose and ruin over time. All you're looking for is decomposition for ruined letters. That's the only thing. That's all you're checking for. Anyone can tell that. The Valei Lo Yibol, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says there's no reason to bring it to a sofer to be checked. And this is the shita of most poskim. The Agra B'Halacha quotes this a little bit. And the Chutshani says you just have to read it carefully. Read it slowly, read it carefully. But there's no reason why everybody here can't check their own mezuzahs according to the Chassam Sofer. No reason to. Comes the Prima Gadim in Arachayim Simon Lamates, and he says, Hamar belivdok misofre mumcha harezim meshavach. But if you check by a sofer mumcha, it's a good hitter. To bring it to a sofer is a good thing. And this is cited in the Agra B'Halacha, and the Gilyan Le'inyan Halacha explains that it's difficult for a regular person to know, is the ink the proper shade? Okay, it's not black anymore, but is it bluish? Is it still the right coloring? Sometimes ink, you know, fades over time. Splitting, touching one another, and he says perhaps a regular person can't do that. So you have your machlokas aposkim, prima gadim, perhaps, says definitely a good chumra. Chassam service, you don't have to. I'll tell you the following thing. Rabbi Open told me that this Chassam Sofer assumes that you had beautiful mezuzahs put in the first time. Meaning, the assumption is that the mezuzahs that were in there were great the first time. If you had good mezuzahs put in the first time, then you want to go and check them on your own 7 years later, by all means, have a great time. But if you got shady mezuzahs from a shady sofer, and you're not so sure, if you paid, you know, $40, $50 for your mezuzahs, I don't know how good those mezuzahs are going to be. You know, you might want to go and have them checked again. But once you have an expert sofer check them, and you know for sure they're good, then you can check them yourself going forward.
Yeah, but even if you, I bought it 15 years ago,
yeah. So you'll check. You'll know. You know how to read Hebrew. Okay. I'm just trying to save you guys a little money. That's it. I'm just trying to save you. Inflation's hard. Inflation's hard. I'm just trying to save there. Okay. Good. Okay. So the Sefer Leket Hilchos Mezuzah, he discusses whether the mezuzah needs to be checked if it's hermetically sealed, airtight. The mamish took it, put it in a nice plastic seal, put it in some mezuzah, like we get our mezuzahs now in a nice, really fine plastic seal. So he cites Rav Yashuv as being lenient, not requiring a bedika. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach Lelich Shlomo says if you insert the mezuzah into an opening in the doorpost while inside a glass container, and we're very sure that it's sealed properly, he says there's no reason to be machped to check twice in 7 years. There's no reason to. Because what's going to happen? It's in a climate-controlled space, inside a piece of plastic. It's unlikely anything is going to go wrong. The Sefer Kol Yaakov, the Kol Yaakov is the Kaf HaChaim. Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who was the Sephardic Rav in Yerushalayim, he wrote a book just on Safus Mezuzah Tefillin that's separate from the Kaf HaChaim called the Kol Yaakov. So he writes that nowadays the mezuzahs are good and protected, are temperature-controlled homes, they're beautifully set up, the cloth doesn't touch any moisture, and therefore, he says, really, there's no chiyuv to check mezuzahs twice in 7 years anymore. So combining these shittos together, now again, just we'll get back to the second, sorry. Ruchan Kanievsky disagrees, as does Rav Nissen Karel. So they say that since the temperature can change, the ksav and the mezuzah, it doesn't make a difference if it's hermetically sealed or not. And Rozil Arbach in the Levushi O says the same thing. Argo Bahalacha says the same thing as well. But I think we can combine a bunch of kulas here. Meaning, according to Nissen Karel, which really he says really every 7 years, and our mezuzahs are temperature controlled and sealed nicely in plastic, really it comes out, there's no reason to check more than every 7 years. Because, you know, I think those two coolers together are pretty reliable to check your mezuzahs. Every 7 years is probably a nice amount, I would think, halacha l'maisa, based on the way our homes are set up. Now, let's talk about the public mezuzahs. What was that thing? Why are public mezuzahs different than private mezuzahs? Why are those get 50 years and ours get 7? So the Ritva cites Rashi, who says that when it comes to the mezuzah of a public space, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we don't want to be matriach l'tzibur. Every 7 years, you have to go. You have a building, you have an office building owned by a Jew. You have some like office park in Lakewood, right? You have some office park in Lakewood owned by a Jewish guy, and there's Jewish companies all in this office building. These parks go up like every week there. Every you got to take out every single mezuzah. Every 7 years, the whole place is going to turn over, or every 3.5 years, what it's going to be. It's a big tircha to go and check mezuzah in a big building like that, and therefore we're not going to be matriach l'tzibur. And this is what the Shach says. Tosus says no. The reason why is because we don't want there to be the sakana. So we don't want the tzibur to have to remove the mezuzah so often. When you take the mezuzahs down, it's a sakana to be in a place that doesn't have mezuzah, that's chayvim and mezuzah. The proof is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says there was an incident involving an artivan. An artivan is an examiner who was examining mezuzahs in the marketplace in Sipori. And there were gzeros, it was a shas sakana, there were gzeros issued against the Jewish people, and a Roman official, the castor, found him, and he fined him 1,000 zuz during that time. And it was a shas sakana, and the mezuzahs were off the building, and he ends up in a bad situation. It was a time of gzera. So the Bir Halacha and Ruru Safraim, Rafaim Gimat, writes in Chelek Aleph, that even nowadays, where there's no sakana, Baruch Hashem, there's no gzeros, there's no sakana, the mezuzah of the tzibur is only checked pa'amem b'yovel, twice in 50 years, because it's a low plug. The rabbi said 50 years, you don't have to be, you know, less from the rabbis. Rav Yashiv in his Arsim Seches Yuma says there is a nafkamina. If there's a mezuzah of the tzibur where there's no sakana, according to the Ritva, then the chiyuv reverts to twice in 7 years. According to Rashi, you should say twice in 50 years. So again, but those are the reasons given for the tzibur. There's another sheet of the Eshkol. The Sefer Eshkol says that the mezuzah of the tzibur will be better kept. It's a public space. People care about how the air conditioning is, and people make sure the space is clean. And because it's a public space, people are going to be more careful to make sure the mezuzah is going to be watched over properly. That's what the Sefer Eshkol says. So the Bach and the Chsam Sofer are both citing the Pisrei Tshuva, and they say that a mezuzah on a building where there's a shutfus, many people own a building together, is still considered a mezuzah shel yachid. That's not a mezuzah shel tzibur means a public area. But if it's, we own a private building together and we share that space, that's not for the tzibur, that's essentially for a yachid. The Aruch HaShulchan, Agur Balacha says this, and the Bach explains, mezuzah shel rabbi means like the gate to a public courtyard, to the city, to a very, like a public building, something like that, a government building, that's what it means. Now, what about a stairwell for public use? Let's say you have an apartment building where people share the stairwell. Is that a mezuzah that needs to be checked every 7 years or every 50 years?
So here in this country, you have like buildings that maybe once you have buildings that are only Jewish.
Yeah.
When you have a building that's half and half.
No, that's a general question. If the building is owned jointly between a Jew and a non-Jew, there's no mitzvah of a mezuzah. But let's say in that building in Muncie, where it's all Jewish people living in that apartment, so that is a public building, and that entrance to the building, is that considered, or that stairwell, is that considered a public space? So the Agur Balacha says that it's a mezuzah shel rabbim, it goes into other people's private homes, it's a public space. But Rav Vazner and many other poskim say, it's a mezuzah shel yachid, it's in a private building. The Pischei mezuzahs, the Bir Halacha, say that a chatzar for specific people, where if you were walking around, they would ask you why you were there, is a private space. That's the getter. How do you know if this is a private or public space? If you were walking around there and someone said, hey, what are you doing here? That's a private space. That's a good measurement for a public space and a private space. But if you're walking around there and no one would say boo to you, so then that's a public space. You don't have to be, you could check that twice in 50 years. The Shari HaMezuzah writes that if there's a Vad HaBayis, this is an Eretz Yisraelic point. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a Vad HaBayis, right? There's a communal group that takes care of the apartments, and they're in charge of the complex, then that's a base shal yachid. That's a considered a private area, and if it's Hefker, then it's a base shal rabbin. Now, let's talk about some cases where you have to go check right away, right? We said the rule is twice in 7 years or twice in 50 years, right? Are there ever exceptions to the rule where you need to go check right now? So there are exceptions to the rule. The Aruch HaShulchan says if you find moisture around the mezuzah, there's some sort of leak in the house, something like that, and it's coming on the door, you got to go check the mezuzahs. The Igros Moshe says, Rav Moshe writes in Yeridei Chelek Aleph that if it rains a lot on the mezuzah, you have mezuzah that's outdoors, and it rains a lot on that mezuzah, even if it's a very nice, sturdy case, you got to check that mezuzah more frequently as well, because of the chashash of rain damage. The Agur Balacha writes in Perek Lamed Tes, if you painted over the mezuzah by accident, you brought painters into the house, and they painted over the mezuzah, you got to check that mezuzah, because you put paint, wet paint, right next to that mezuzah. The Sefer Mezuzahs Beisecha says that according to the Maseches Mezuzah, if you move to another location, you have to check the mezuzahs. If you move, you got to check your mezuzahs. And in the Perush, Chaim Kanievsky explains that either once you move, the Chezkas HaKashras is removed, or there's a chashash that maybe it was damaged when it was being put on and taken down. But something changed, and therefore it has to be checked. The Shevet HaKahasi, I think it's Rav Shammai Gross. Rav Shammai Gross is a Belzer Rav in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't agree. He says that this din in Masechah Mezuzah is going a Mezuzah Shel Rabim, which is not checked that often, because of the Tircha. But if I take it up and put it down, there's not such a big Tircha, then it should be checked if it's possible to be checked. The Pischei Tshuva cites the Ma'ari Malka, who says that even if I check three mezuzahs, right, and then all three are good, do I have to check the rest? Because usually when we check bugs, right, when we check bugs, so we know that if I check, you know, if I have three heads of lettuce and I find of the bunch and three out of the 10 are good, so I can rely on the chazakah that I have to check the other 7. That's like halacha by bedikas talayim. So is that the same thing over here? I have a baruch Hashem, a big house. I have 50 mezuzahs to check, and I checked 3 of them. And I'm not bringing them to the sofa. I want to save money, even though I have a big house with 50 rooms. I am a bit of a cheapskate on the mezuzahs, so I want to check them myself. I don't want to pay for the sofa to check them. So says the Pischei Tshuva that it doesn't work that if I check 3, the rest are good. Because every space where that mezuzah is a different room. And each room has a different, you know, temperature, different moisture, a different issue going on. And therefore each one has to be checked. I can't check 3 and assume the rest are good. Now, this is a question people often have. Do I need interim mezuzahs when I check? Do I need interim mezuzahs when I bring them down to check? There are two shittas in the poskim. The Emek Bracha, Rav Pomeranchik says that Chazal didn't burden us with getting additional mezuzahs while we also having them checked, mezuzahs. We have no such concept anywhere. He says, Yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakor davar min haTorah v'shevi al taseh. The rabbis have the right to suspend the mitzvah in the Torah. And yes, you can't live in a house that doesn't have a mezuzah. But the Chazal suspended the positive commandment of mezuzah for a short amount of time. The amount of time it takes you to hand them over to the sofer and get them back a few days later, you're putter in the midst of mezuzah, says the Emek Bracha. And this is cited in the Pische Mezuzahs, the Shari Mezuzah, many contemporary Svarim quote this idea of the Emek Bracha. The Sheva Dakahasi says, you don't have to replace all the mezuzahs being checked, but at least put one mezuzah on the front door. Get a backup mezuzah for the front door of your house, because you shouldn't have a house that has nothing on it. That's definitely a good etza. Definitely a good etza, 100%. Yeah. That's right, that's right. That would be a good point. If you check your own mezuzahs, you won't have a problem with this. You can do it right there on the spot. You check your own mezuzahs, you don't have to worry about taking it down. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt in the Rav Ephraim Chelek Hay says that once you're informed by the sofer that the mezuzahs are ready to be picked up, you must go that day. You cannot say, ah, I'm booked Tuesday, I'll be by Thursday. No, no, no. When the sofer calls and tells you, I'm open till 5, you better make sure you get there by 5 to pick up those mezuzahs. I don't have to, he says, it's not so bad to be without, sorry. So he says, you have to go right away. And when people came to him to check their mezuzahs, he would have them wait a few minutes, he would examine them right away and give them back, or give them replacements for the problematic ones on the spot. And he would make sure, and this is a good thing. Sofrim. So good. So Rabbi Greenblatt said is that sofrim should give out a gemach of mezuzahs. When you go to the sofer to have checked, he should give you, you know, some to bring back. To make sure you have nothing up there if you want it to be careful. But again, the Emek Bracha is certainly a reliable sheet. Many posts quote this. You have a heter for a small amount of time to not have a mezuzah up. And Chazal gave you a heter there. Rosh Sternbach writes in Tshuvas Menagos Chelek Aleph, that he actually has a Hava Amina, that it's not so bad to be without mezuzahs when checking them, since what's the mitzvah? The reality is I don't have mezuzahs. I don't have mezuzahs. If I could, I would, but I don't have mezuzahs because the sofer has them. And it's not considered a bittel essay. He rejects this because you're chayv to fill mitzvahs in the Torah. Like, that's not a thing like, ooh, I can't find my mezuzahs because the sofer has them. It's not an excuse not to fill a mitzvah in the Torah. And therefore, he says, you should borrow mezuzahs when they're being checked. And when a person owns the home and it's min haTorah, you have to do this. He says, by a rental, you can be more lenient because it's not your house and there's a big machlokas over there. It's only a chiv derabanan. And the Agur Balach is even more machmir. He says that even a rental needs replacement mezuzahs as well. Based on the above, so the Agur Balach writes in Perek Lamentes, he recommends removing and then checking the mezuzahs one at a time, which is what Ilan recommended as well. So there's still mezuzahs in the house. The Rav Ephraim says that Rav David Feinstein told him that Rav Moshe checked his mezuzahs, he would take them off all at once and check them together and put them back up. And Rav Ephraim Greenblatt says, Pok chazi mai amad dvar, to summon moridim hakol papamechos ubodkim. The minog clearly is that people take all the mezuzahs off, they bring them, and they put them back up a few days later. That's the minog. That's what he says. Rav Moshe did this. He says this is clearly what people do, and this is the accepted custom in Klal Yisrael. No, Rav Moshe is not machalik. No, Rav Moshe is not machalik. He says the minhag is that you bring all your mezuzahs there and then you bring them back. Again, if a person wants to check their mezuzahs, by all means go ahead. If you're bringing to a sofer, you have a heter for a few days. Let's just end with the last topic of the bracha. Do you make a bracha when you put up the mezuzahs back after they're being checked? So we have here a big machlokas. The Birkei Yosef and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch have a big suffix. They're not sure what to do. Many poskim, the Marashag, the Ksav Sofer, say that if you return miyad, then there's certainly no bracha, right away. I take it down, I put it up right away. I take it down, I check it right away, I put it up. There's certainly no bracha in that case. What's miyad? That's the big discussion. What does miyad mean? That's the big discussion. What does that actually mean? Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, the Das Kedoshim, the Buchacha Rav, they say there's no bracha after you check mezuzahs. Rosh Shlomo Kluger, in his Shnos Chaim and Hilchos Mezuzah in Tshuva Gimel, says that when you remove the mezuzah to be checked, then you have a chashash that there was a psul. Meaning, when I take it off the door, isn't it because I think that there might be something wrong? That's why I'm taking it off the door. And if I have a chashash that I'm taking off the door because I think there might be something wrong, then that's a hesach hadas. I've taken my mind away from the mezuzah, so to speak. It's like if your talus falls off, right? If your talus falls off in the middle of davening, you didn't take it off, but it fell off. That's a hesach hadas. You have to make a new bracha on it. Okay? It requires a new bracha. Rav Yosef says the same thing. You'll be over in yichav hadas. That you have to put it and make a new bracha when you put it up if you take them off to be checked. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if it takes more than a day to put the mezuzah back, it needs new bracha. It's similar to removing the tzitzis, right? Even if you had in mind to put your tzitzis on later, but the day ends, you would need a new bracha because the day ended. And this is the Psak of El Yashiv in the Leket Hilchos Mezuzah, Rav Vosner, the Tshuvas HaHanhagos as well, the Chaya Levi, Rav Pinchas Myers, the Av Basin in Antwerp, all say that if you took it off for more than a day, you got to make a bracha when you put it back. The Ben Ish Chai says that after a few hours of removing the mezuzah, you need a new bracha. It's enough of hesach hadas. And the mezuzah Speisecha says you don't need a bracha unless there was a hefse gadol and a big hesach hadas. So it seemed to be the.
One bracha
can cover as long as you make sure not to make a hesach hadas in between. As long as you go pretty quickly, that would be fine. Then probably it would be best to follow the Aruch HaShulchan here, that if it's off for more than a day, you make a bracha when you put them back up. Yeah, correct. Yeah. It's true. You have a lot of reasons to check yourself, right? If you check yourself, then it's miyad. Yeah. Correct. Yes. I hear. True, for sure. Let me just make one last thing. I'll take a question. It's pashut, by the way, if there's a psul in your mezuzah and you got a new kosher mezuzah, you have to make a bracha on that. That's never pashut. Yeah. If you're not checking it yourself, then you need to bring it to a sofer. Or someone who knows the halachos of what the letters are supposed to look like.
But somebody that knows, he knows.
Yeah, correct. You can trust, yeah, for sure. Okay, we should all have kosher mezuzahs. Very good.